You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are in the midst of Mental Health Awareness Week, and a great way to alleviate the feelings of vulnerability and anxiety is to take to the gym or challenge yourself to achieve a goal. We all have dreams of losing weight, looking great, and gaining confidence, but how often do we make this promise to ourselves, then fail to achieve it? Well, joining me today to discuss an incredible week she has had of sharing mental health issues, the challenges she is setting for herself, and new Fridge Raiders research which shows Brits often fail to achieve their goals, is Geordie Shore star, I'm a Celebrity Winner, and social media guru Vicky Pattison, alongside psychologist Corinne Sweet. How are you guys doing? What a lineup.
That was like some of the nicest things anyone's ever said about me.
Oh, Vicky, come on now. Now, Vicky, you have had quite a week, and many of our listeners with sight loss are told constantly that they're inspirational for just getting by and achieving everyday tasks. It can be frustrating, of course, full of pressure, and can sometimes make you feel like a fraud. You know this feeling, as being told you're an inspiration caused you to make an incredibly honest Instagram post. Tell me more about your brave decision to share your mental health issues with your followers.
I always endeavour to be as honest as I possibly can be on Instagram and social media in general. I think we're constantly bombarded with unrealistic images of perfection and sort of motivational quotes and just things that aren't real, things that aren't genuine. And I'm constantly comparing myself to people on social media and just feeling like I don't measure up. And I hate that feeling. A lot of people just are only posting the best parts of their life. And I think it's a negative habit that we're getting into. I had no less than sort of about five people in 1 week, five ladies, lovely ladies, come up and tell me that they thought I was inspirational. And the fact is, like, most of the time I just don't feel like that. I feel like I'm a perfectly normal girl who's just trying to do her best. And I felt like I wasn't being honest with the people on social media. So I put up a very honest post, in my opinion. It sort of illuminated the way I was feeling at the time. I feel quite out of my depth. I feel like a bit of an imposter in the world I'm in. And I just want to shed some light. I just want to show people that we can all sort of feel lonely or down. And despite the glamorous image that we portray on social media, we can often feel overwhelmed and sad and down as well.
And of course, when you're on social media, as you say, it's only the best side of you that you reflect. And that's not just for celebrities, it's for everyday people. Now, you had a great piece of advice on your social media post. You said, we don't have to act strong all the time. In fact, I think we show the most strength when we reveal our vulnerability. Brilliant advice, Vicky. And I'm sure it's something that many of our listeners could benefit from. But how easy is that to follow?
It's super tough. I know, like, I try and put this like brave face on stuff. I'm constantly trying to be strong and to be stoic and be resilient and essentially be the inspirational person that I want to be, but it is difficult to constantly be like that. And I don't know why we're keeping up this facade, because I thoroughly believe that when you show your weaknesses, when you display your vulnerabilities to people, that is when you are most beautiful, that is when you are most strong. And I just want to encourage people to try and do the same. That post wasn't easy for us to write, and I cried a lot when I wrote it, because you're revealing so much of your soul, of yourself. And I struggled with it, but I thought, if I do this, maybe I'll encourage somebody else to do the same. And the support and reaction it received was overwhelming. I cried again, but I got the support as well. It was a big tear week.
And of course, Vicky, well, you've been in the spotlight since you've been a very young lass. And how does it feel now? You know, you've come out of all that. You've been such in celebrity limelight. And then to make a post like this, where you know that the tabloids and the papers are going to express an interest in this. So, you know, this post is going to be seen everywhere.
I've grown, like you say, I'm sort of like 10 years in the industry almost now, and I've had to develop a thicker skin. I've also had to develop like a sort of a knowledge and an awareness. I knew that there was going to be press interest in that. And of course it was daunting to think that I was putting that much of myself out there. But if I can help just one person, if I could reach one person reading that, to let them know that they're not alone, that I feel sad sometimes too, or I feel overwhelmed, or do you know what I mean? Then I knew it was worth doing. I always try and be honest. And even when it's hard, And I think it's one of the best, one of the upsides of sort of being in the limelight, is you can use your position responsibly. And I do always try. I don't always achieve it, like.
I think it's a genuinely beautiful thing that you've done. And Vicky, well, you're in the studio today with Corinne. How important are the roles of friends and family in helping you to achieve goals?
I'm very inspired sitting next to Vicky here, who's a completely lovely person. I mean, what we hear about is there's been a survey done by Fridge Raiders, and it's telling us that actually, you know, Vicky's been brave in her life in lots of different ways. And sometimes she's done it on her own. Sometimes she's done it with somebody else. And the research has shown that in Britain, a lot of people are very frustrated because they're not really achieving what they want to. So 96% of people tend to fail. Only 4% really set a goal and achieve it. And one of the things that come out of the research is if you buddy up with someone and you talk about it, like Vicky is bravely talking about stuff, you can achieve much more. So 65% of people are more successful if they do actually share their goals with somebody and kind of make plans and say, right, we're going to go for it. And 71% of people set a goal once a year, you know, the typical kind of New Year's resolution. And a lot of us have bucket lists that we start ticking off. I did one last year, which was I went to Africa and slept in the wild for a week and walked on, you know, slept on rocks without tents and slept under the stars. And, you know, it was quite arduous, but it was absolutely wonderful. And I did it with a group of other psychotherapists. In fact, it was an all-women's group, which is even more exciting. Mm-hmm. And most of us want to be adventurous. 60% of us are dying to be, but we are too scared. So I think the whole point of this campaign is to feel the fear and do it anyway. And that if you actually tell people, I'm scared, but I'm going to do it anyway, you can get a lot further. In the last 2 years, I've learned to sail. I've done a bungee jump. You know, you don't have to do that kind of thing, but you can. Vicky's going to do a wonderful skydive. She's looking for a partner. And, you know, we might just want to go up in a hot air balloon or, you know, go to the Northern Lights. And what's holding you back but your fear?
Absolutely. Well, I must admit, this time last year, I saw the birth of my own first baby daughter.
And oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I must admit that in that year, I have developed a bit of a dad bod and I keep meaning to get rid of it. But what are the obstacles that we keep putting in our own way of achieving our goals?
Well, I think quite often we tell ourselves we can't do it. I'm a psychotherapist as well, and I see a lot of clients who just simply feel, oh, I can't, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't know what to do, and they have a lot of negative self-talk. And what you have to do is actually say, okay, it is hard, but I'm going to take a baby step towards where I want to go. And if you take a baby step and you tell somebody, and you can do it with somebody, you just begin to move forward. It's like getting, you know, a submarine off the bottom of the ocean, a little bit of movement.
A little bit at a time.
And you start moving. And don't put yourself down, you know, don't actually use this language that puts you down, that smashes you up, because it's so easy to start sinking into a sort of negative swamp. Once you're there, it's very difficult to climb out. I mean, we all have beliefs about ourselves, and if they're negative, they just weigh us down. So just kind of try and stay as much in the present as you can. Don't regret the past. Don't worry about the future. Just take it one step, one baby step at a time.
And that's exactly what you're trying to do just now, Vicky. Absolutely inspirational. What is motivating you just now? Corinne mentioned the challenge you've set for yourself.
Yeah. So like Corinne mentioned before, we are so much more likely to achieve our goals if we buddy up with someone. And that is the aim of the game here. I am looking for someone to skydive with me. All the information's on my Instagram. So if anyone's interested, please do apply, because I'm a little bit scared not to do with someone to hold my hand.
So if our listeners would like to find out more about this Fridge Raiders research or to follow either of you two on social media, where can they go?
For me, I'm just Vicky Patterson on Instagram. All the information about my fantastic up-and-coming skydives on there. And also there's the Fridge Raiders website, which is www.fridgeraiders.co.uk.
It's been a real pleasure chatting to you both today. Psychologist Corinne Sweet and, of course, Vicky Patterson, Queen of the Jungle. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.